animal. For POT Mobile. Man 4 TFW.
Morning, man. Can you see anything out there? I can barely see, you know, 50 yards in front of me.
Yeah, it's about the same here. You can only see 3 or 4 white lines ahead of you.
How'd you end up going yesterday?
Not real bad. It was different, but but we found out somebody at the plant got it.
Man, yeah, man, I hate to hear that for them. I hope they're doing all right, though.
I guess the last day they worked was the 15th, and that last day I could have possibly came in contact with them was the 13th.
For you, this would seem like you're in the clear on any of that. Did they stay home because they weren't feeling well during that time, just out of precaution?
No, I kind of think so, and that because they were just feeling bad, and then we found out Sunday that they were diagnosed with it. So I guess they were feeling bad. So if they worked on Sunday, they wouldn't have had to work but, you know, Wednesday and Thursday of the next week. So, so they got diagnosed, like I said, on Sunday that they had it. Hey, you decided to join us, huh?
When it's done, so I brought it on out here to the truck with a hot cup of coffee and figured I'd join in.
Well, you missed the part that somebody at the plant got it.
Found him, have you?
On the last possible day, I could have possibly been near him was on the 13th.
Yes to everybody, or what are they going to do?
Mode right now, but everybody's got a. I can't clock in before 6 this morning. They want everybody to come in between 6 and 7, and then they ask you a bunch of questions. Have you been sick? You been around anybody? And that. So I'm just gonna be sitting in the parking lot early. It looks like.
Ted, hopefully you don't get it. I'm keeping my toes crossed.
I appreciate it. I hope nobody gets it.
Good morning, Ed. Damn. None of you guys
have
got it yet, have you?
Yeah, I'm on his head, but I was in a bad spot. I didn't catch that.
If any of your workers has got it yet?
Negative. We have one guy out sick right now, but he's kind of perpetually out. He's probably out more than he's in, so... shop right now, so we'd like to keep it that way if at all possible.
Granddaughter-in-law has been over to Chick-fil-A in Clemson, and they've closed it down because one of the workers over there tested positive. They go over there 2 or 3 times a week, so I'm just waiting and wondering. Person, you pretty much don't know you got it.
They did have at least a little bit of some silver lining on it on the press conference from last night. I don't know if either one of you watched it, but, some of the stats were coming back a little bit better than they originally thought, which they keep going back and forth with that stuff, because the two, you you know, the stats are coming in not in favor of younger people. So, you know, who do you even believe anymore?
Don't know who to believe anymore. I wish younger at heart would work, because I'm young at heart, but old in body.
Look into seeing if you guys would be considered an essential business or not.
Couldn't copy, Tim. What about you, Ken?
Town has an essential business or not yet. They haven't really said. I was outside the truck fueling up. I'm back now.
A letter from our company yesterday that we can keep with us, showing that we've been deemed an essential business. So if it goes to that and we get stopped on the road, we got something that shows, you know, that we know what we're doing.
Same thing from the papers, saying that I'm an essential employee, contractor, or whatever my classification is, and I'm exempt from curfews and so forth and so on.
We've gotten anything like that at the plant yet. I don't know. It may have came yesterday or something, so I don't know. I'll have to check into it. At the plant, I might have to go change truck tires. If they decide to close the plant, I might have to come over there and change truck tires for you.
Yeah, you'll rethink that after the first two. Those things will be miserable.
Going down. You can come and sub it. Pay $65 a night. For it to run.
Except that, you know, I'm just not a night owl.
Honey, you'll become one.
I see so with an operator out of Panama last night. We share the same last name.
Talked to a guy in Honduras yesterday afternoon. That's about the only decent contact I was able to make all day.
Dad checked into the net and talked to a guy in Colorado for a second, and that's about it.
Yesterday sucked.
Yeah, the one down there in Panama was on 17 meters.
Got the guy in Honduras.
I think it'll be the turning point to decide what all's going to happen, if we're staying home or what we're doing.
Here in South Carolina was holding off until the end of this federal 15-day deal that they're pushing, you know, which I guess ends, what, like Sunday or Monday, and I figured that'd be when they'd go ahead and finally call it. You know, at this point, it feels like it's inevitable, and they probably should just go ahead and pull the trigger. You know, the sooner we do this, the sooner we can get it over with, but I kind of just have a feeling they were waiting for that to end, and then go ahead and lock it down after that.
Yeah, I see where Greenville did a curfew.
Yeah, did you see the three-person deal now?
Get in any more than groups of three, or the police can disperse you. And then we got emails from a couple of vendors in the Midwest that said that their states are on a stay at home, and that parts and service would be slow.
We got a bunch of vendors here in town that they're no longer coming out in person for anything, and so on and so forth. So I think I'm going to set up a roped off area today so they keep customers and vendors from getting too close to us. So well, I'm rolling up, jump out of here. Y'all stay safe. 7-3s to you. I hope you have a fantastic day in spite of all the nonsense and craziness going on. Good one, and we'll catch you in the morning.
7-3s, Tim. Good luck on staying healthy, and take care of them boys and give them a hug for me. I hope we catch you in the morning.
Stay safe. down to 149 over here, KN4TFW.
P5 David. Cheapest I've seen it around here is 169.
I'm finishing early.
Man, about an hour early.
Wonder when he's late what the heck happened, right?
That right. I can't understand it now. Tomorrow night, I guarantee you he'll be late.
Something on the side or something, you know what I mean? Somewhere between here and there.
Something. We need to find out what it is because he's leaving the plant on time, so he should be getting to us on time.
Even at a truck stop or something, although that, you know, you would think that that would change and he wouldn't be able to stop too many places now.
Complaint's been made. It's up to the owner of the trucking company to figure out what's going on.
And from being late to being an hour early, that's like a 2-hour difference, right?
A 2-hour difference.
I would say if it was snowing or something up there in the pass and that, but I mean, really, and I know they're down to just one lane each way up there by the Tennessee state line there in North Carolina, working on the median, but still, you know, that late at night, you should just fly right through there.
Hard to understand. The construction hadn't slowed anybody down. I mean, everybody's staying home and so forth. He pretty much got the road to himself.
Backer on his truck, and then you'll be able to figure out why where he's stopping at.
Thought about it. Riding by wondering what I'm doing sitting out here in the truck.
Matt.
Is it? I'm close enough to they can tell I'm in the truck, but I'm far enough away they can't tell what I'm doing.
With your radio, right?
I cut my HF phone, and then there's a lot of bad static on 80 meters.
Storm about in the middle of the country headed this way. I think it's supposed to be a washout today.
And had enough rain.
That one.
Can't say when a drought no more.
Hey, we were behind for the month, and it's like, yeah, you're 20 inches over for the year probably, but you're behind for the month, really?
Just to see what next month brings. I want to try and get my tomato plants and stuff out probably about the middle of the end of next month.
Well, I'm in the greenhouse right now.
Hey, Friday. I'd love to have a greenhouse myself, but with everything else going on, I wouldn't have time to build it if I had it.
FW, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I got a little, I don't know, it's about an 8x8 maybe, kind of that, but out there beside the shed, but it works pretty good.
Get you some tires and stack them up and plant you some taters.
Need something here. Usually I can find a crate or something here at work to do it with.
YouTube, he grows his in a 5-gallon bucket.
Doing it that way, you know, putting some dirt in it, planting it at the bottom. Does he plant it at the bottom and then keep filling it up as it grows, or do you just put it in the top?
Put down some rock on the bottom and have you about 3 drain holes on the bottom. And then you start putting your dirt in, and then you plant your potato eye, and as the plant grows, you add soil to it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And yeah, that's kind of the same idea I thought of.
If I remember right, I think he said he was getting between 5 and 6 pounds of potatoes per bucket. When he dump them, he pull the plant and dump them, and they'd be potatoes rolling everywhere. So I'm going to give it a try. Dog's looking at me like I'm crazy.
He's sitting on the porch wanting to go, is he?
Then sitting here by a truck looking at me like, why are you sitting out here?
I let her in.
Well, she's been helping me eat breakfast.
And mine, if I was sitting out in the truck, she'd be up in the window watching me. She'd be barking.
She's more interested in getting a hand out and something to eat. And looking around, seeing if she can find the cat.
To chase the cat.
Oh, she chases them. She scatters them cat like a covey of quail. Real fuzzy one. And got one that's black and gray. And it don't have any tail. Can't fed it, but the fuzzy gray one even fed a little bit. And I ran my hand down her side, and I thought I felt kittens.
A whole pile of them here before too long.
Well, if I do, they'll wind up at the animal shelter. I won't kill them, but I will get rid of them.
That one. And then I was wondering if the cat was yours or not.
Her take-ups, and Carol started feeding them, and now when I pull up early in the morning, they're sitting out here running to the truck waiting on me to get out so they can get something to eat.
I heard that. Doesn't take them long to learn the routine, right? KN4GFW.
P4ID. I think it took them about 2 nights.
We did that way, and it stayed for, I don't know, about 6 years, but I think it finally something happened to it, and that because it never did come back.
Don't mind them being here, just as long as, you know, they don't cause no problem. I like cats. I'd love to have a pet cat, but can't pet either one of these. With no tail, she'll reach over and take her paw and pull the plate over to her and away from me. So she'll get close to me, but about 3 feet is about as close as she's going to get.
When I was starting to feed this one and some of the others in the neighborhood and that, they put the bowl down and I'd stay right there by it, and they didn't get to have it unless they let me touch them. And then after a little bit, then they kind of got used to it. You know, you probably, that one you think that's going to have kittens, you need to make friends with it, and then it'd be easier to catch them kittens.
It's pretty much friendly. I mean, you can reach down and pet her on the back or run your hand down the side, her side. But other than that, she don't want to be touched, especially on, especially on the head.
$0.30 difference in gas prices between White Horse Road and Greer.
Price whatsoever.
Little Petey's restaurant right here on White Horse Road and 20, and that parking lot's full of trucks. And I guess since it's closed, they're just parking there.
So, now I know Texas Roadhouse put out a thing. If a trucker pulls in their lot, they will take an order over the phone and bring his meal out to him in the go box.
Beat that at all.
Super cabs that they got, or super sleepers as they call them. They've got stoves and refrigerators and everything else in them now.
Yeah.
And his truck's got a regular sleeper on it, but those super cabs, I've seen pictures of them, and I can't believe it. It almost look like a miniature mobile home.
They got them stretched out these days.
I'm back one.
Pretty good now.
Best in the world at backing. Living on the farm, trying to back implements and stuff, I just never could get the knack. But my brother could do it pretty much with his eyes closed.
You hold the steering wheel at the bottom and just make little corrections, and you should be able to do it pretty good.
Well, they say he can back it and back in trailers like there's no tomorrow, but I wouldn't even want to try it.
It's a really, really good.
Hello?
40 years. That steering wheel ain't nothing more than an extension of his arm, and so he knows how to do it. Well, Harold told me about, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 months ago, they had a guy backing into the dock over there, and the doors swung back like they were going closed by the time that he backed in, and he drove the doors right through the roll-up door and tore all that dock and all up. They wasn't too happy with him.
Out on that one. Yeah, we sent quite a few trailers over there to Tim and Mike to get repaired.
There's a lot of these overseas containers. The floors in them, they tearing them up, I guess, overweight and everything else. But Harold said he got picked up one that probably, about 2 weeks old. Hadn't been online about 2 weeks, and somebody already punched a hole in the roof.
Contractor working on our roof at the plant, they dropped the oxygen bottle right through the top of one.
You say, oops.
KN4TFW.
That was major hauling.
I don't usually ship out of the plant here. We ship out of down the road. I know we have a fleet of trucks, but they just usually transfer between plants. And then I guess there's a couple of other companies that come in here and pull on that, but I don't know if there's anybody just dedicated to pulling them or not.
BMW, they're dedicated to a warehouse, and pretty much as long as they got work to do, that's their warehouse, and that's where they stay all day long, shuttling back between the warehouse and the plant or the port.
Yeah, and I think we use Great White sometimes, and I don't know who all else they use, but it isn't a carrier like Roadway or any of those. No freight haulers. Just they're usually some kind of independent or smaller company, I believe.
Shuttle between plants, are they employees or are they contracts?
Employees.
Plants, they have those guys, what they call yard dogs, that do the shuttling back and forth.
Now, here at the plant, the guy that shuttles between here and the warehouse, yeah, that's like Averett. And that he's just a contract, and that's the one that keeps tearing up the trailers.
And then him a bill too.
Work that out. I don't have anything to do with the trucks or anything. I know he just backs up under them, lifts them up, and takes off.
Contractor, and you damage your trailer, and it's your driver's fault. You have to pay for repairs.
At the plant, we got almost 20 trailers.
Easy.
Picked up, but other people that are buying cups from China and overseas can't get them right now. So, the order's picked up, but the problem is with the virus, it's got us cut back on overtime and that, because you don't want to mix the people in different groups. So there's an issue there.
You get them out, that's the main thing. Don't worry about the overtime, because people work too much overtime, they wind up getting sick.
And I expect we'll probably get a couple more people that'll turn up sick, people that, was on the line with that person or something. Fortunately, it was a packer, so they were dedicated to a line, but there could have been 3 or 4 others there with them.
True, I just heard somebody talking, and there ain't supposed to be nobody close around where I can hear them talk.
Up behind you.
But if they do, I got something that'll move them.
Tell you if somebody's close.
Up on me, she done gone back in the house, and she probably stretched out on her back on the couch.
Get in the house.
I left the door cracked so she could go back in.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, trying to figure that one out.
time I had her trained so she'd shut the door right behind herself when she come in, but she done got lazy. I guess I done fed her too much, cause she's fat as a butterball.
Man, she has a food bowl there in the house, and she eats when she wants to, but she don't eat a whole lot. Parking spot, you can barely see the plant. Matter of fact, if the parking lights weren't on, you wouldn't be able to see them at all.
Alright, now I've got the better half just called, so I better go in and see what's going on. So, I'll catch you later, 7-3s to you, and you have a good day, and keep me posted on what's going on, and hopefully catch you in the morning. So, KM4NAP, I'm going to be sending 7-3s and be clear.
Alright, 7-3, Ed, stay safe. I'll catch you later today. KN4TFW, clear.